Welcome to another exciting podcast worldwide of the decline and fall of America. I am Charles Factor, your worldwide broadcasting host, broadcasting live from the relatively new studios in Holly Springs, North Carolina. Today we have an interesting and fascinating subject for discussion. We're going to be talking about how boys in the United States, one in seven of them under the age of 17, have now been diagnosed with ADHD, attention deficit disorder, while doctors are slamming this preposterously high figure that is four times the level and rate of other countries, for example, like Great Britain. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, why one in seven American boys has now been officially diagnosed by doctors as having attention deficit disorder. And of course, doctors are now expressing concern that these rates are way too high and are completely out of proportion to other nations that are developed. In order to explore this subject, which I'm sure is probably going to be as interesting to you as it is to me, I'm going to be reading an article from the Daily Mail newspaper and discussing it afterwards. Daily Mail is a newspaper from Great Britain, the United Kingdom. It's a very reputable newspaper. Its articles tend to focus on statistics data, often from universities. We'll be discussing it, and then I'll read it to you. You can find it online if you prefer. And then afterwards, we'll discuss, and you can make up your own mind. Do you think the fact that now one out of seven children has been diagnosed, boys in particular, have been diagnosed with this mental illness in the United States, and of course, many of them have been thrown onto medication, do you think that is a good thing? Do you think that's a necessary thing? And what the heck is causing it? And ultimately, do you think this is another sign of the decline and fall of America? Well, let's read the article and find out. Again, this is from the Daily Mail Online. The headline is, quote, one in seven boys under the age of 17 have been diagnosed with ADHD as doctors slam a preposterously high figure that is fourfold the prevalence in the United Kingdom. Here's the article, quote, one in seven boys now have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in the United States. A shocking government report suggests as diagnoses surge to up to triple those in European nations. A CDC-led report found that 14.5% of American boys have the developmental problem linked to poor concentration, which is up from just 10% in the year 2000. For boys and girls age 5 to 17 combined, the prevalence was 11.3%, or roughly 1 in 10. Nearly twice as many boys had the condition compared to girls, and while those from white backgrounds and the health and with health insurance are also most likely to receive the diagnosis. New figures from the United States are vastly different from that of other nations, including the United Kingdom, where only 3% of the boys and less than 2% of the girls are estimated to be diagnosed with the condition. In Germany, rates among boys are around 6%, according to a 2019 study from the researchers at the country's Robert Koch Institute. And in the United Kingdom, only about 3.6% of boys have the condition, according to a 2023 study. The rising rates of ADHD come as psychologist warnings that the prevalence in the United States is far too high, and it is causing many children to needlessly take drugs used to treat the condition. The market value for ADHD medications such as Adderall and Ritalin has more than tripled in the past 12 years. To 2022, the spending of $12.5 billion. Estimates suggest it's going to hit $15 billion by 2030. The late Dr. Keith Connors was a former Harvard University psychologist who first published the first standards for diagnosing ADHD in the 1990s. Quote, the numbers make it look like an epidemic, he said in 2013, 5 years before his death. Well, it's not. It's preposterous. Quote, this is a concoction to justify the giving out of medication at unprecedented and unjustifiable levels, unquote. ADHD is defined as a neurodevelopmental disorder that affects an individual's ability to focus, control impulses, and regulate energy levels. It is typically diagnosed in childhood around the ages of 6 or 7 years, but in many cases it persists into the teen years and adulthood. Treatments include stimulant medications, including Adderall and Ritalin, which work by altering levels of chemicals in the brain to enhance concentration and focus. But the drugs have nasty side effects, including insomnia, increased irritability and anxiety. In serious cases, these drugs cause seizures, hallucinations, and psychosis. CDC-led report, their first update to these figures since 2009, highlighted how rates of ADHD among children have spiraled in the U.S. over the past few decades. In the 1990s, an estimated 600,000 children were diagnosed with ADHD, putting diagnosis rates in line with other nations. But by 2009, the prevalence had jumped from 6 to 8% and surged as high as 12% among young boys. The latest report is based on data from the National Health Interview Survey, which shows that diagnosis rates in the United States have continued to rise far above the levels in other countries. The NHIS interviews a national representative sample of 8,400 children every year in person and over the phone about their health, including whether or not they've been diagnosed with ADHD and are on treatment for the condition. Dr. Scott Lyons, a psychologist in New York, told the Daily Mail, quote, "The prevalence rates clearly identified that there is a financial piece to it. The diagnostic criteria haven't changed." Let me pause there in the article. I mean, I think you get the idea. The article goes on from there. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's a long article. But you definitely get the idea of what's been going on. I mean, it's clear as day. When you have 1 in 7 children diagnosed with a mental illness and are on medication to treat the mental illness, what does that tell you about what society is doing to them? 1 in 7 boys now has ADHD and is on medication for it, and you don't see these rates in other countries. So what does that tell you about what's going on in the United States? Are these just greedy psychologists, psychiatrists, and doctors trying to make money off of children and ignorant parents? Or is this really a valid concern that parents are trying to address with the help of medical professionals? And for some reason, our society is collapsing at a faster rate than other countries, and the resulting mental illness is simply a sign of it. In other words, is the American empire declining so rapidly that the boys, the children, are the first ones to feel the effects of the collapse long before the adults are even aware of the collapse of the American empire? Well, do you think this is normal? Do you think this is right? Do you think this should be going on? Are you surprised by this? Do you know anyone in your families or friend groups that have these kinds of diagnoses? And how confident are you in it? Is it possible that the children, especially these boys, simply aren't getting enough exercise? Is it possible that the parents aren't spending enough time with the children? Is it possible that these children are exhibiting mental illness, not because of anything other than social media or being exposed to iPhones and Android phones at an early young age, and social media like TikTok and Snapchat and pornography and OnlyFans and all these things online at a young age, and playing video games online endlessly while the parents do nothing about it and the government does nothing about it? Is that possible? Is this just a symptom of the distress that young boys are feeling in our society because society has turned against young boys in favoring of young girls? In other words, have we tipped the scales so far in all the girl power and feminist movements and to empower young girls, and at the same time we have crippled the emotional health of young boys? Do you think that's part of it as well? Has society yet again gone too far? And is this pendulum swing destroying young boys? And do you believe this is yet another symptom and clear sign of the decline and fall of America? What do you think? I'm Charles Factor, broadcasting live from the relatively new studios in the great state of North Carolina, wishing you a great day.